I got my draft notice while I was in bed in the hospital, and 2 weeks after I got out of the hospital, I took the physical for the Army, and 2 weeks after that, I was on my way, basic training in Fort Carson, Colorado. There was a group of us, probably about six or seven from in that general area, that I even knew three or four of the guys that I went to basic training with. And we played cards, we played baseball, we played football together. And when we got to basic training, it was the same thing. We were the group from Pittsburgh. Every morning, 4:30, rise and shine, breakfast, physical training, and mostly drilling for the first couple of weeks. Left, right, face, to the rear march, forward march. Mm-hmm. And then we got into some combat training where they actually put a rifle in your hand and did with a bayonet, hand-to-hand combat type things. And I was born on the other side of the river. And it was all kind of cool, neat at the time that I was actually able to do some of this stuff. My parents were immigrants. They came over from Czechoslovakia in the late 30s. My dad was proud, and my mother was proud, but she was also worried. When I got drafted, I knew that I would probably end up in Vietnam, but it wasn't a certainty. And after my basic training, I was transferred to Fort Lee, Virginia, where it's a quartermaster center for the Army. They're the guys that support the fighting, cooks, bakers, laundry, called service platoons that fix things like a maintenance. And I was put into the Graves Registration Platoon, which I had no idea what that meant at the time. And the sergeant that was there said, "You're young, you're strong, you can lift these bags." He was talking about body bags, wasn't talking about sandbags. Basically, what I did over Vietnam was retrieved remains, took care of remains of fallen servicemen. A lot of guys didn't want to hang out with us simply because of what we did. We weren't allowed to do mess hall work, KP. We weren't allowed to do that. When a soldier is shot and he's killed, his unit will call us, and we take a truck, and we would pick up the remains, take it to our collecting point, and we had a walk-in refrigerator that was probably as big as this room in here that we would put these body bags in on stretchers. And every day, when towards the end of the day, we would drive into Saigon to the main mortuary and deliver these remains. And what we did was we cleaned them up as best we can and took their personal effects, and we had to list everything to make sure that all their personal property was returned to their family. Somebody had to do it. It came back to haunt me probably about 20, 25 years ago, where I started going back and thinking about this stuff and having very vivid nightmares. And I've received treatment from the VA and everything. It's coming along pretty well now. When I would open somebody's wallet and I would see their girlfriend's picture, I would see their kid's picture, their parents' picture, remorse, sadness. I just shake my head. That's it for him. Those feelings have stuck with me through the years. I saw that what we were doing was good. I saw that firsthand. And I never doubted it at all when I was over there, never. The Vietnamese that were in our vicinity there, we did what we could for them. And actually their quality of life didn't improve a whole lot, but it did improve a little bit. I never regretted a second that I was over there, because I thought I was doing great. I know I was doing right. Being a veteran at that time wasn't a good thing to put on your resume to some companies. But finally, I got jobs, went back to school. I actually got my bachelor's degree from Point Park in 1986. I had three kids at the time, and I finally graduated college. Yeah, it taught me a lot. Feeling a connection to human beings. Somebody would ask me to help them out. Yeah, sure. You don't have to tell me what it is. I'll just help you out. You feel a comfort with certain people, and you get to know these people. You want to give back. When my kids started with soccer, I first wanted to volunteer to be a coach. And my son, he was 4 years old. I started coaching soccer until he graduated. And then it was my youngest son, like 5 years later, till he graduated. And I was involved in their lives. My parents have always taught me, and the Army taught me, that you help somebody, I don't care if I get anything back. I just, the feeling that you get, you know, the Army taught me that in a way. And being over Vietnam, I felt I was helping by doing what I was doing, that I was making somebody's life a little more livable. I guess it taught me that there's a right and a wrong. I may not always be right, but I'm not always going to be wrong. And I want to talk. I don't want to fight. I want to see what you have to say, and hopefully you'll listen to what I have to say and come to somewhere in the middle, and we can get along.